Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. I'm your favorite dad. Season 2, episode 27. Hop hosts a stuffy party. What kind of monkey business will she get into tonight?
So Hop showed me a little picture of herself a while ago when she had a banana in each of her two front paws and she stuck them into her ears. And she was had them holding straight up like they were ears. And I think she maybe even had her ears kind of stuck to the bananas. So it's like the bananas were her ears. And I don't know. She was just being kind of silly. So she had invited some of the other stuffies over to have a party in your bedroom. And your tent was up at the time, and you had your jungle blankets on your bed. And so they decided to have a jungle-themed party. And Hop was pretending to be a monkey, although I don't know why a monkey would have bananas in their ears. Usually they like to eat the bananas instead, but either way, that's what Hop was doing. She was pretending to be a monkey by sticking bananas in her ears. And she was making all kinds of funny monkey sounds and hopping around and being silly. And
oh, help.
It was all being quite, everybody was having quite a good time, and finding the silliness really quite silly. The only thing is that, Ruff was actually really quite hungry and hadn't eaten before the party, and there was, nothing there that Ruff was able to eat. But he saw a banana and went, and just without thinking, grabbed one of the bananas that Hop was holding her ear and swallowed it whole. And everybody was just shocked, like, what had just happened here? And Hop was just had one banana and one paw and was just kind of feeling her ear to make sure that it was okay, because, well, it was kind of stuck to the banana, but it was, and Ruff was looking kind of like, oh, oops, sorry guys, I just kind of hungry, I'm sorry. And then everybody just kind of burst out laughing, because that was kind of a really silly thing that happened very suddenly. So Hop decided at that point in time that maybe she didn't want to be a monk anymore, though. So she put the other banana away and decided that they were going to play a board game instead. So, oh, indeed. So they went over to the living room and got Candy Crush, and not Candy Crush, Candyland, and brought it in here and set it up in your bed, and they all picked their favorite characters and played a game of Candyland, and Ellie ended up beating everybody and winning. Hop was really close, but she ended up getting sent back to Nana's Nut House, and so she didn't quite make it.
And then
after that, you're like, we should go for a walk. So, for whatever reason, though, they didn't end up going for a walk. They all the stuffies got into the car, and Hop climbed in and took them for a drive. So they were driving. Well, Hop was not being the most responsible when she was driving. She was just being a little bit too silly, so ended up like having the police pull them over because Hop was not driving very well. I don't know if you've ever seen a shocked look on a police officer's face before, but when the police officer looked into the window and Hop was driving and there was a bunch of stuffies in the car, he just didn't really quite know what to do with himself about that, so he just asked, license and registration please, which is what they asked for, and Hop just very calmly pulled out her license and the vehicle registration. He looked like, what's going on here? And Hop's like, we're just having a party, he was being a bit silly. And the police officer said, okay, don't be silly on the road, okay? And Hop said, okay, sorry. And the police officer went back to his car. He thought about calling into the police station, telling them, you'll never believe what I just did. I just pulled over a car full of stuffies. But he thought, nah, no one's going to believe me anyways if I tell them that a stuffed rabbit was driving, and who had a license. So he just didn't tell people what he had just saw. So Hop did, however, drive quite a bit better, though. And being as how she did have a car full of stuffies, she decided, I know where I need to go. So they went over to Lions Park, and first of all, they all ran up the hill, and then they all ran down the hill, and then they went over to the playground to play. And they all lined up on that wavy thing and jumped up and down as much as they could, and they tried to bounce whoever was on the end off, which maybe wasn't the best thing to do, but they're stuffies, so they can do that. And then, well, they were all running over to the water park, but Hop said, no, don't go to the water park. We'll get the car all wet on the way home, because you guys are all going to be soaked. So Hop managed to stop them all from going into the water park, which she was very thankful for, because she didn't want a really, really wet car on the way home. And from there, they all just, they all just decided that, hey, you know what, let's just, I think it's time for some tea. But instead of going home, they all went. Hop said, you know what, guys, I know some wonderful rabbits who love to serve tea. Why don't you guys come with me, and I will take you to a lovely place where we can have some tea. So wouldn't you know it, they went over to the shop and met with and had some tea with the rabbits at the shop.
That was kind of the end of their party adventure. The only
thing was, is Hop, as they was driving home, she noticed that her one ear was very, very itchy. And she's like, what is this going on? And well, it turned out there had been a little bit of something on the banana that had fallen off, and it was in her ear, and it was just tickling and tickling her ear. So she was kind of shaking her head funny and knocking it sideways and just trying to shake this little loose piece of banana peel bit out of her ear. Finally, she was able to get it out. But while she was doing that, she was shaking her head around while she was driving, and she was getting kind of dizzy, and she was weaving back and forth on the road. And then Ellie said, Hop, be careful, the police are going to pull you over again, you're not driving very well. And Hop said, sorry, yeah, just this thing is tickling my ear so bad, maybe, there it is, it's out, oh good. So Hop did manage to avoid getting pulled over by the police again, which was a good thing. And with that, they decided that it was time to go home. So they all managed to get back home and went their merry ways to their different places. And Hop came back and saw that banana that had been in her other ear, looked at it and going, What a strange place to begin. So, she heard her tummy rumbling, so she quickly had the bananas, the night snack, and went to bed. The end.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Great Adventures of Hop Podcast. Join us next time when Ellie tells a banana story. Good night, sweet dreams. I love you.